Disney CEO Bob Iger, those of us in positions to influence laws, shape culture have an extra responsibility to push gun control. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 7, 2022. Disney CEO Bob Iger attended a Sandy Hook Promise benefit and referenced people in influential positions and suggested that those who shape culture have an extra responsibility to push gun control. Sandy Hook Promise is the group with to whom country singer Tim McGraw donated concert proceeds for a gun control fundraiser in July 2015. On April 16, 2015, Breitbart News pointed to McGraw's planned participation in the fundraiser and he responded to the coverage by telling MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, "I lead my life leading with my heart, I do the things that I can do and support the causes that I support. Try to help in the areas where I can help, and I do that with my heart. If I have a decision to lead with my head or my heart, I'm going to lead with my heart every time." The Hollywood Reporter noted that Iger, Barack Obama, and actor Matthew McConaughey all gathered in New York Tuesday, where they honored the work of Sandy Hook Promise and continued the push for more gun control. Iger said, "As a grandfather, as a father, as CEO of the Walt Disney Company, I believe there is no greater or more important task than ensuring the safety and well-being of our children." He added, "Those of us who are in positions to affect change, whether it's by influencing laws of shaping culture or supporting organizations on the front lines, I think we have an extra responsibility." Obama also made comments, lamenting the failure to pass Second Amendment restrictions wanted by the gun control lobby. "Perhaps the most bitter disappointment of my time in office, the closest I came to being cynical, was the utter failure of Congress to respond in the immediate aftermath of the Sandy Hook shootings. To see almost the entire GOP, but also a decent number of Democrats equivocate and hem and haw and filibuster and ultimately bend yet again to pressure from the gun lobby." Universal background check legislation was the key proposal pushed under the Obama administration following the attack on Sandy Hook. It failed as an emphasis was placed on the fact that the Sandy Hook attacker used stolen guns, thereby eliminating any benefit of the passage of more point-of-sale gun controls. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.